Hello, and welcome to another segment of Like It Is. David Lodge has a character in one of his novels who describes his first thoughts upon awakening in the morning as being flooded with everything that he least wanted to think about. Like a drowning man, he is obliged to review his entire life instantaneously, and it is divided between regrets for the past and fears for the future. Now, here we are poised to enter a new year. Some people will greet 2015 with enthusiasm, feeling that this will be their best year ever. And if that is your situation, stop right now and offer a prayer of thanksgiving to God. Because many other people around you will be looking towards 2015 and be inundated with regrets about the past and anxiety about what lies ahead. Regrettably, anxiety doesn't vanish on command, nor can it be banished by simply telling ourselves lies. The truth is, of course, that sometimes there is much to regret about our pasts. And there is certainly much about the future, which is at best precarious and unclear. Now it is at this point that the Christian faith comes into focus for believers. The faith certainly doesn't guarantee us in any way that the future is going to be all bliss. However, it does offer pardon and absolution for the past and the possibility of a fresh beginning. It also offers us the assurance that we will not walk into the future alone. A core belief of the Christian faith is that God accompanies his people on their journey through life, and that is truly transforming. Even when anxiety is knocking at the door, the good news offered in the story of Christmas, God sending his Son, truly does offer a vision of hope and renewal. May you be blessed by a consciousness of the presence of God with you in your heart and mind as you enter this new year. Please join me next week for another segment of Like It Is.